Besides the bison, what other animals would we witness there?
Of course, white-tailed deer in abundance, coyotes in abundance, fox, badger, squirrels, more than 20-some different, or maybe it's more than that, species of mammals. There's quite a bit of aquatic fish and amphibians. There have been over 200 species of birds recorded. Some of them are permanent, some of them are migratory, some of them are blown there by accident. It's a very rich biosphere.
And greater prairie chickens.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, and as Jink mentioned, the preserve has a lot of different landforms, from upland prairies to bottomland hardwood forests and everything in between. So it is a birder's paradise. And we get a lot of people coming here just to watch birds.
Aside to this that nobody thought of when you were,
that's true.
When you were collecting.
Harvey mentioned the Bass Ranch and being good conservationists. One of the things that Bob Hamilton, who's now the director, is very adamant about is using the preserve to change the land use in all the Flint Hills, or to try to convince ranchers to do so. One of the reasons we do selective burning rather than burn everything is we want various varieties of plant life. We want old grasses, tall grasses, short grasses, mid grasses, because different creatures like the prairie chicken need different types of grasses and vegetation. The prairie chicken needs open space for its breeding dances, its leks. It needs thick cover for the hens to lay eggs and raise their brood. It needs an in-between so the chicks can maneuver through the grasses and pick up insects. So we've got quail, we've got prairie chicken, we've got dove, we've got small voles and moles and all that stuff. And all these need different kinds of cover. So when you burn everything as ranchers traditionally have, and it's just open like a flat table, there's no cover for these species. We want them to have a variety of cover, plus the fact having some of the older, taller grasses acts as a kind of a bank. In case you have a real drought year, you've got something for the cattle to fall back on.